You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today I come to you from the message of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 25, starting from verse 8 to 14. This is how the Bible reads. Therefore, the Lord Almighty says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples from the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declares the Lord. And I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, the sound of milestones and the light of the lamp. The whole country will become desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. And I will bring on that land all the things I've spoken against it, all that are written in this book and prophesied by Jeremiah against the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations. The great kings, I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hand. Jeremiah, a crying prophet, in the center of his message is one clear declaration. We have to hear the word of God. It is important and it is compulsory to hear the word of God. Jeremiah honors the word of God greatly. And the story starts from verse 8. Therefore, the Lord Almighty says, because you have not listened to my words. The value of listening to the words of God is so crucial in our life as disciples. Listening to the word of God, hearing the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, gives us hope, direction, inspiration, encouragement, and more than anything, grants us salvation. There is no faith without the word of God. And there is no salvation without the word of God. There is no hope without the word of God. There is no confession and absolution without the word of God. The word of God brought creation and redemption and salvation. In the word of God opened the gates of heaven for us. This word of God in the book of John chapter 1 verse 14 became flesh. And that word was Christ Jesus. That logos became incarnated. It became flesh. And that flesh was Christ Jesus. Today in the world, a lot of people, millions and billions of people, disregard the word of God. Even those who claim to be preachers or theologians sometimes dishonor and respect and don't pay attention or don't open their hearts and their ears and their mind to hear and receive the word of God. In this Lenten season, while we are focused on the crucifixion, suffering, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is extremely important for us to keep at the forefront of our life hearing, believing, receiving, and sharing the word of God has to be the central attention of our life. I love my Bible. And so many people ask me, how did you become a minister? Or why did you become, how did you decide to be a pastor or a minister or a missionary? The sole answer that I have is while I was senior in high school, I failed in love with my Bible. I have a great love and respect for my Bible. I love the word of God. It is my life, my mission, my motto, my direction, my passion, my joy, my love, the first love and the last love of my life. I hope and pray that you'll fall in love with the Word of God, that you will have the appetite, the ferocious desire, the hunger to listen to the Word of God. The people of Israel were going through this cycle of redemption and judgment, redemption and judgment, coming back and going into slavery, destruction and reconstruction. They were going through this cycle. The backbone of that cycle is when they listen to the Word of God. They are redeemed, they are saved, they are built, they are led. When they go astray from the Word of God, they are judged, they are doomed, they are destroyed. My friends, let's keep the Word of God at the center of our life. And let's keep the Word of God at the center of our heart. And if we do that, our life is attached with Jesus Christ. There is no discipleship, there is no faith, and there is no salvation without the Word of God. That's why the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only hope. There are so many people who think the Bible is not the Word of God, or we don't have to pay attention to the Word of God, or there is no Word of God. It's just human made. I have seen all around the world, every humanity claims and hopes and clings and holds on to only one hope. That is the Word of God. And Jeremiah was saying, please listen to the Word of God. If not, the northern Babylonians will come and destroy you, and you will start to receive that judgment. And I declare this today. Let's keep the Word of God at the center of our life, and let's continue to do ministry through the power of the gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.